This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Matriculating our way through Tuesday, 7:09 now on a beautiful Tuesday morning. A turn warm, though.
Nice, hot, and humid this afternoon.
Fall was between 7 and 9 on a Monday this year. No, it'll happen. It's just got to be a little bit patient. Hey, how'd you like to win tickets to the next Saints game? Black and gold taking on the 49ers in the Caesars Superdome Sunday, September 14th. Not you, Ian, but the audience members can score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. Talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. But you got to make sure that you save some energy. You can't stuff yourself so full that you can't scream to help the Saints beat the 49ers, right?
Or fall asleep in your seat. I've seen that happen before.
I have seen that as well. Winning is easy. Isn't it amazing how sometimes you're in a perfect situation, you can't fall asleep, but you're on a neutral ground on Mardi Gras with the truck floats, and you're just nodding off. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest. Enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints 49ers tickets from Saints Radio, WWL. It ends day after tomorrow, so don't wait. Enter today and tomorrow, and then the next day, and on the 11th you can win. We'll take a break and back talk to Jeremy Alford about the Senate race here on WWL. It is 7:14. We're joined by our friend Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. You can follow him online at La Politics Now. And Jeremy, how you doing? You been fishing?
Hey, Tommy boy. A few weeks ago, my son and I think fished Miami. There's residential canals, but that weather's starting to turn into fall. I'm looking forward to some fall fishing.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about fall elections and what's going on with the Senate race.
Yep. Well, you know, our Senate race is going to be next year.
Right.
And for the first time,
I shouldn't have said that. It was a terrible segue, but thanks for correcting me. I knew you were going to, and I shouldn't have said it, but go ahead.
It'll be a closed primary, which we haven't done in 2008 and prior to that since the early 70s. So that's going to be interesting. But look,
and if you're an independent, or what is it now? Your designation now is what do they call it? No party, right?
No party.
No party. You can vote in either one, but only one, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And look, I've been telling folks that the Senate race is like an episode of the X-Files. It's defined by what we don't know. And there's a bunch of wild cards, starting with Donald Trump and what he's going to do in this race. And of course, Bill Cassidy kind of got crossways with him, and he did vote to convict in that impeachment trial. But a lot of folks are starting to say that Donald Trump could stay quiet on this one, which I don't think we've seen Donald Trump stay quiet on anything, but it's always a possibility. The other wild card is Julia Letlow, a very popular congresswoman who has an amazing personal story. It was rumored that she may be looking at the LSU presidency. She said recently that she is not interested in that job. But she is staying quiet, too, on whether or not she wants to run for the U.S. Senate. On the Democratic side of this, Tommy, we still don't have any kind of marketable name that may make a run in the Senate race. And then, of course, you know, again, this is the first time since 2008, really in kind of recent history, that we're going to have a closed primary. We're used to everybody being in a jungle primary and being on the same ballot and being able to pick and choose, but this is going to be a little bit different, and the party politics are going to be at play, and all the Republicans are going to be on the same ballot in the spring next year, and whoever gets the most votes off of that will advance to the big ballot.
Talk about Julia Letlow, if you will, because I think some people are under the misperception that she was just what was her husband's name?
Luke
Letlow, who died of COVID complications, that she was just some kind of housewife that took over, and that's anything but the case. Explain that, if you will, please, Jeremy.
No, and you know, she is an accomplished academic in her own rights, and that's one of the reasons that she was kind of in the talks for the LSU presidency. But you know, she kind of walked into that position when her husband passed away. He was running for the same job, and she very quickly, you know, went up in the ranks. And Tommy, she is a member of the Budget Drafting Appropriations Committee. When you're mm-hmm. in D.C., it doesn't get much hoity-toity than that, mm-hmm. and she's got that seat. So not only would she, you know, possibly be walking away from a congressional seat, she would be walking away from a seat on the Appropriations Committee, and she's a very accomplished policymaker in a very short period of time. The leadership has also leaned on her to guide some major education policies.
So why would, because the seat's going to be red. I mean, that's pretty much a foregone conclusion, right? So why would the president even get involved in this unless to exact a vendetta against Cassidy? And really, does he not have bigger fish to fry than that? Especially
that's
by
that's
that time?
I mean, all politics are local and all politics are personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Donald Trump will be quick to forget that Bill Cassidy voted to convict. But, you know, since January, Bill Cassidy has been in Donald Trump's corner in a major way. He has been there on important nominations. And, I mean, just
Kennedy,
last week, he said Donald,
right?
That's right. And just last week, Bill Cassidy said Donald Trump should get, a Nobel Peace Prize for his Operation Warp Speed, which kind of moved the vaccines along quickly during COVID.
So when it comes to in the state and Cassidy's popularity and Trump's coattails, or I don't know what the opposite of that would be, vendetta, I don't know. Is there a moderate portion of the state that agrees with Cassidy when it comes to Kennedy where, well, you voted for him, but now you're questioning him? Do they look at Cassidy as you're kind of wishy-washy and you're doing whatever it is to try to do the right thing, keep one foot here, but keep the other foot there to keep the boss man happy? How do you see that?
I think we polled this race right now, Tommy. Bill Cassidy would be far away the lead candidate and would probably have enough votes to win this right now. He's probably going to have $10 million in the bank by the end of the year. But if Donald Trump gets involved in this thing mm-hmm. and picks another candidate, comes down here and campaigns, this thing could turn on a dime.
So it depends on – it all hinges on Trump.
I think so. And there's an article in Politico 4 or 5 days ago that quoted, I guess, like 8 unnamed sources that are supposedly close to the White House that – say that Trump is leaning towards staying silent. That would be remarkable, wouldn't it?
It would be. I'll believe it when I see it, but it would be. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about what's going on in the off season in Baton Rouge, if you will, because even though there's no session, there's all kind of hearings and other stuff going on, right?
Right, and of course, everybody's watching. See what's going to happen with redistricting.
Yep. All right. We'll pick it up. We come back with Jeremy Alford, 720 Traffic Now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. Let's talk about the redistricting situation, and where does that all stand, Jeremy?
So we're still kind of in a holding pattern, Tommy. The governor and the legislative leadership have signaled that they're prepared to hold a special session late October, early November, but everyone's kind of waiting to see what the U.S. Supreme Court is going to do with our current makeup. Right now, we have two majority black districts because that is what reflects the population of the state the best. But there is a lot of folks questioning whether there should be two majority black districts. Maybe we should go back down to one. That's what Jeff Landry wants to see. I think that's what the legislative leadership wants to see. And that's the kind of question that the U.S. Supreme Court is weighing right now. Most recently, the court asked certain folks to kind of weigh in, maybe ahead of a mid-October decision, on what they think about a certain section of the Voting Rights Act that speaks to this issue. And Liz Murrell, our attorney general, responded to that and said that the current districts that we have right now maybe aren't the best for Louisiana. That there's an argument that they were drawn due to race primarily, and the Black Caucus of the legislature didn't like that much, and they have filed another suit in district court in Baton Rouge, trying to stop the attorney general from opining on such things.
I'm confused because either way, it's going to wind up back in court, isn't it?
You know, we're going to have to wait and see what the Supreme Court does. I mean, mm-hmm. It's in court right now. I think the question is whether we're going to end up in a special session. And if we end up in a special session, what's the new congressional districts going to look like? I think most of the people that are in leadership positions regarding this are ready to go back to one majority black district rather than two. There's one anchored by Baton Rouge, represented by Congressman Cleo Fields, and then there's another anchored in your backyard in the New Orleans metro area that's filled by Congressman Troy Carter.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the off season, things don't just happen, right? And I just want to peek behind the scenes here when it comes to the upcoming session. What's going on in Baton Rouge these days? What are the legislators up to? What's the governor up to? What goes on at this time of year?
Well, the governor just had his alligator hunt, which is a big annual fundraiser for him, where a lot of national folks come in. A lot of folks were at that over the weekend. But, you know, there are meetings in the meantime, Tommy. There are standing committees meet, special committees meet. There's an upcoming meeting of a task force that's looking at ways to digitize criminal justice information that Louisiana is far behind on. That's something that we're watching right now.
Any final thoughts, Jeremy?
Nope, not at all.
I appreciate your time. As always, Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly, giving us an update on the Senate race. And you can follow him at, I had it in front of me, I don't right now, at La Politics
Now.
Now, right. Thank you, Jeremy Alford. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. Crime in New Orleans continues to decrease, including a sharp decrease in carjackings. We'll discuss the reasons for this, talk about the recent arrest from illegal dumping. And then we're going to talk to John Spain, executive vice president of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, member of the Southern Rail Commission. Mardi Gras service has been a huge early success. Could we see more train routes in our region? Then we'll talk with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. I'm seeing a lot of stuff on social media about Juwan Johnson and that what could have been the game-tying touchdown, well, presuming they made the extra point against the Cardinals. But, man, they had two guys stripping that ball out. That would have been a tough catch. It was a good throw by Spencer Rattler, so I don't know that you can blame Juwan Johnson for that. I think you can blame the officials because they had some officiating that was going on that was very, very questionable, but you can never blame a game on the officiating. I also believe that. We'll talk with Second Harvest about the Duck Derby that's coming up. Then we're going to talk with Dr. Judy Ho in the 9 o'clock hour, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, about parents and adult kids and relationships, and if you're estranged, how do you patch that up, or how do you keep from being estranged? So a lot coming up. Stay with us on this Tuesday morning. Right now we pause for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Well, AMFMN.com.
I was watching the CBS Evening News last night, and apparently Saharan dust is our friend.
Is it?
Still got some Saharan dust coming off, and you look at that NOAA map and a whole nothing. Tropical cyclone activity not expected during the next 7 days, so let's hope it stays that way and we skate through hurricane season. And I know they say maybe later on in late September, October, that's when it heated up last year. But let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope.
Keeping our fingers and toes crossed.
Amen. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member, about a lot of different things going on in the city here on WWL. 744, 16 till 8. Chris Coleman, Manning Master Control, Councilman Eighth. I think he's doing this to pay tribute to you with green onions for Councilman Eugene Green. How you doing?
Green is great.
There you go. Green is great. How you doing?
Good
all
morning.
Right?
Good morning to you and to everyone who is in your audience this morning.
Tell me what's on your mind today as we talk on this Tuesday morning about what's going on in the city.
Well, I'll tell you that I always kind of want to talk about the reductions in crime, and I want everybody to know that we still have much too much crime in our city. But at this time in 2022, for example, there had been 214 carjackings in our city. I can't believe that we were ever at the point where we had so many, mm-hmm. and we had almost accepted it as part of living in our city. And this year there have been 41. So from 214 to 41 suggests progress. And also that terrible statistic of homicides. We had approximately 200 homicides at this time some years ago, and we're still too high. We have 87 homicides, which includes the 14 on the unfortunate January 1st, resulting from the unfortunate January 1st terrorist incident. And, you know, that change is significant. Obviously, it's certainly a lot of more families not being victimized by crime and fewer families being victimized by crime. And it just gives me an opportunity to start off by saying commendations to the members of the New Orleans Police Department for the patrols, for the investigations, and for working with law enforcement on a state and federal level. There have been some, just like last night, there was an announcement of a special operation that took place between May and July. It resulted in a significant number of arrests of individuals associated with trafficking and also crimes involving children. And the members of the New Orleans Police Department were in the midst of those investigations, providing that information that resulted in the arrest. Constitutional patrolling, constitutional investigations, and at the end of the day, it's one of the reasons that our crime rate is down. But I'll also give recognition to some organizations and some people, such as Voices of the Victims of Crime and other organizations that talk to people and encourage them to use trauma recovery resources and mental health resources to address whatever issues they have that may incline them to violence. But it's just an opportunity to say that with all of the challenges that are still out there, we're not anywhere near where we need to be. The city is moving in the right direction, especially relative to violent crime. For example, Tommy, I appreciate this opportunity. It's still bad. There were 5 violent crimes last week in the entire city of New Orleans, and that's according to the Metropolitan Crime Commission. 5. Now, that's still 5 too many. But it's important to recognize across the city of New Orleans, the city that was referred to as one of the top crime cities in the country, the murder capital of the world, that that's an indication that we're moving right and moving in the right direction. There are some districts, such as the 3rd District of the NOPD, where crime is down so significantly that people are even saying, what are we doing to make it that way? That's just good news for the city in the midst of the challenges of still having any crime at all. We don't have to have any crime in our city. It's not because we're the Big Easy. It's because we're relaxed or something like that. It's not because of poverty. That's not the reason that we've been having some of the past crime. It's just good to see us moving in the right direction.
So what does that say about the right number of police officers?
Well, that says that, very honestly, if you're doing a good job and also you have cooperation with the feds and the state, and also if you make resources available to the members of the New Orleans Police Department and our law enforcement community, such as license plate reading technology, the ability to use drone technology, you give them the equipment that is necessary for them to do the job, that providing that support becomes a force multiplier. That's right, because that's a good question, because we keep, and that we're not talking about it as much these days, which mm-hmm. is good. But I remember at the beginning, as a council member, we would always talk about the number should be this, the number should be that. Well, the job is getting done in many respects. Of course, we still have a lot to do. But when you go from 200 plus carjackings, 200 plus 14, I think it was in 2022 at this time, to 41, maybe that suggests that there's a better job being done using the technology that's out there and working with state and federal officials. Because, for example, the carjacking is a federal offense if it involves violence. So they're accepting the reports and the investigation from the NOPD. Maybe we should look around and give more recognition to the fact that in the midst of challenges, maybe 25% fewer officers than we need to have, we've done some things right. Part of that is because the city council has provided funding for and support for civilian work. And so we have more civilians doing work such as traffic accidents and things like that, that it used to be that our armed officers were doing. That plus the resources, plus just the general attitudinal change amongst our citizens, calling in what they see, being willing to testify, getting their community organizations involved with crime fighting, is having an effect that's making it not so bad that we don't have the number of officers that we want to have, and we may not have that in any time in the near future. So we need to continue doing what we're doing, using all of that as force multipliers.
Right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to council member Eugene Green. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. I get texts from people that continue to talk about crime being out of control in New Orleans. I don't know where they're getting that number or where they're getting that perception, or maybe they haven't been to the parish lately. I don't know, council member, but you can address that when we come back. 10 till 8, traffic, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with council member Eugene Green. Council member, you're talking about crime being down in New Orleans, and statistically it's true, yet there are those that would say that crime is out of control in New Orleans. What would you say to that?
Well, anybody who's been victimized by a crime, I always want to tell you that, you know, I have sympathy for you and I understand your concern. But if you're living outside of New Orleans and just ignoring the reality, and if you're living in the city, I can't accept that. At the end of the day, for example, in 2022, at this time, there were 378 armed robberies in our city by the end of the month of August. Well, that number is down to 129, which is one third. Yeah, that's still too many. But remember that armed robbery includes some drug dealer with a gun taking money from a fellow drug dealer. It's still an armed robbery. At the end of the day, there were 5 violent crimes in our city of over 350,000 people with all of its visitors last week. That's still 5 too many. But in many respects, we're moving in the right direction. All of our crime is down significantly. And I just want to take an opportunity to thank the members of our law enforcement community and some social services communities, such as Voices of the Victims of Crime, who encourage people to testify, and organizations such as the Family Justice Center and others who are doing the job of making people feel comfortable in our very difficult to navigate court system. We're moving in the right direction, and that's just the emphasis that I want to place. You should still be careful. You should still go to NOLA311.org. You should still call 311. You should still call 911 when you see something. It's important to recognize that participation by residents and even visitors in reporting what they see is also part of the reason that our crime rate is down. I want us to continue to work to the point where we have no crime, but I do want to make sure that we give recognition where recognition is due to the people who are doing the work, especially the law enforcement community, especially our first responders, the people who are called to the scenes of shootings, the people who are called to the scenes of violence. They're getting out there. They're responding in a timely manner. They're doing the job. And we must continue to provide the resources that help our law enforcement community and members of our social services community to do the job that is being done right now.
I talked to Brian Lagarde yesterday, Project NOLA, concerned about some footage being used for a TV show that the administration approved. Are you guys going to look at that and maybe make sure that that doesn't happen in the future, or can you?
Yeah, I don't have all of the details on it. We certainly don't want any footage to be misused. The only problem is I'm a little bit confused about the entire situation because private citizens have cameras in front of their homes, and I don't know if they're restricted on using that footage. I will find out more details, but Mr. Lagarde and the public should know that just as the police conducts constitutional investigations, no stones will be left unturned in terms of making sure that this investigation results in a result.
You'd hate to see it short-circuited, pardon the pun, for, you know, a TV show.
No, we're not going to let that happen in our city. We also want to have a good relationship with Mr. Lagarde and anyone who provides services, so we're going to work things out.
Thank you, sir. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Councilmember Eugene Green. Councilmember, you're talking about crime being down in New Orleans, and statistically it's true, yet there are those that would say that crime is out of control in New Orleans. What would you say to that?
Well, anybody who's been victimized by a crime, I always want to tell you that, you know, I have sympathy for you, and I understand your concern. But if you're living outside of New Orleans and just ignoring the reality, and if you're living in the city, I can't accept that. At the end of the day, for example, in 2022, at this time, there were 378 armed robberies in our city by the end of the month of August. Well, that number is down to 129, which is one-third. Yeah, that's still too many. But remember that armed robbery includes some drug dealer with a gun taking money from a fellow drug dealer. It's still an armed robbery. At the end of the day, there were five violent crimes in our city of over 350,000 people with all of its visitors last week. That's still five too many. But in many respects, we're moving in the right direction. All of our crime is down significantly. And I just want to take an opportunity to thank the members of our law enforcement community and some social services communities, such as Voices of the Victims of Crime, who encourage people to testify, and organizations such as the Family Justice Center and others who are doing the job of making people feel comfortable in our very difficult to navigate court system. We're moving in the right direction, and that's just the emphasis that I want to place. You should still be careful. You should still go to NOLA311.org. You should still call 311. You should still call 911 when you see something. It's important to recognize that participation by residents and even visitors in reporting what they see is also part of the reason that our crime rate is down. I want us to continue to work to the point where we have no crime, but I do want to make sure that we give recognition where recognition is due to the people who are doing the work, especially the law enforcement community, especially our first responders, the people who are called to the scenes of shootings, the people who are called to the scenes of violence. They're getting out there. They're responding in a timely manner. They're doing the job. And we must continue to provide the resources that help our law enforcement community and members of our social services community to do the job that is being done right now.
I talked to Brian Lagarde yesterday, Project NOLA, concerned about some footage being used for a TV show that the administration approved. Are you guys going to look at that and maybe make sure that that doesn't happen in the future, or can you?
Yeah, I don't have all of the details on it. We certainly don't want any footage to be misused. The only problem is I'm a little bit confused about the entire situation because private citizens have cameras in front of their homes, and I don't know if they're restricted on using that footage. I will find out more details, but Mr. Lagarde and the public should know that just as the police conducts constitutional investigations, no stones will be left unturned in terms of making sure that this investigation results in a result.
You'd hate to see it short-circuited, pardon the pun, for, you know, a TV show.
No, we're not going to let that happen in our city. We also want to have a good relationship with Mr. Lagarde and anyone who provides services, so we're going to work things out.
Thank you, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.